beautiful souls, welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're exploring the power of transformation through adversity, the strength that emerges from all of your challenging experience, the ability to be forged by fire. Let's get into it. Life has a way of testing us. We all face challenges, moments of pain, loss, failure, and uncertain times. These experiences can break us or shape us. They can leave us feeling defeated, or they can ignite something powerful within us. Just like metal refined in the heat of a blazing fire, we too are shaped by the struggles we endure. We are forged by fire. Adversity is not meant to destroy us. It is meant to strengthen us. And it is in the fires of hardship that we discover our resilience, our courage, and our true potential. The struggles we face may feel overwhelming, but they also offer an opportunity to rise, to evolve, and to emerge stronger than before. So this podcast today is about the transformation through struggle. It's about finding purpose in pain, strength in setbacks, and wisdom in hardship. And it's through so many practical strategies we will explore how challenges can become fueled for growth, struggles can shape character, and how resilience can turn even the darkest moments in your life into stepping stones for a brighter future. So you may have been burned by life's trials, but you are not broken. You are being shaped, refined, and prepared for something greater. The fire you have walked through has not weakened you, it has awakened you. So as we start to unpack the different strategies and you identify how to reclaim your power and rise from the fire stronger than ever, I want you to understand the journey is just beginning. Life itself can feel like a trial by fire at times. And this episode isn't about romanticizing struggles or minimizing the pain of difficult experience. Today, it's going to be all about recognizing the incredible potential for growth, resilience, and transformation that exists within those challenges. And it's about understanding that fire, while destructive, can also purify, strengthen, and ultimately forge something stronger and something more beautiful. So we're going to get real and raw about the hard times we all face and explore how to not just survive those fires, but to be truly forged by them. We'll explore what it means to be forged by fire, discuss the common obstacles that can hinder our growth and healing, and unpack practical strategies for navigating difficult times, embracing vulnerability, and emerging stronger, wiser, and more resilient. We'll be honest about the emotional toll of facing our challenges, but also celebrate the immense power of the human spirit to learn, to adapt, and to ultimately flourish in the fire. So what does it mean to be forged by fire? Let's unpack that. It's all about resilience. You have to bounce back from all of your setbacks and challenges with a renewed strength and spirit. It's about transformation, undergoing a significant change, often as a result of difficult experience. It's about growth. You don't want to just go through something. You want to grow through it. It's about learning and evolving through all of the adversity. It's about strength, developing inner fortitude and resilience, and also self-discovery, gaining a deeper understanding of yourself and your capabilities. And it's about purpose, finding new meanings and directions in life after a challenging experience. So what can hinder our growth and healing during difficult times? There's so many things. One of the things is resistance to change, clinging to something that's so, clinging to that familiar and resisting the need to adapt. And also fear of vulnerability, being afraid to acknowledge our struggles and seek the proper support. And another one is lack of self-compassion, being overly critical of ourselves and not allowing ourselves to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. That's a part of life. So have that level of self-compassion. And here's a big one. Avoiding difficult emotions, that's not good. Suppressing or denying painful emotions only prolongs the healing process. So you have to express your emotions and identify what emotions you are feeling so that they can pass through appropriately. That's so critical. And practical strategies, I want to unpack those for navigating the fires of life and being forged by them. One of the things is acknowledge and accept your reality. Don't deny the difficulty of the situation, but don't let it define you as well. So it's a balance. It's all about balance here, balance and harmony. And allow yourself to fully feel your emotions, because suppressing your emotions only makes them stronger. Feel the pain, feel the grief, feel the anger. It's all a part of the process. Have your screen therapy and move on. Seek support. Connect with trusted friends, family members, mentors, or anyone that professionally can guide you and give you that level of encouragement. You don't have to go through it all alone. And here's a very important strategy. Focus on what you can control. Identify aspects of the situations that you can influence and take action. This is very powerful. Control the controllable. Challenge negative thoughts and limiting beliefs and learn from all of your experiences. Understand that you will face setbacks. You will have failures, but grow from them. Every experience, even the painful ones, offers valuable lessons, and it's up to you to figure out what is the lesson to be learned in that. And embrace vulnerability. Allow yourself to be seen and known, even in the struggles. Vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness. Meekness is not a weakness. Understand that. And know that being forged by fire is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. It's about emerging from challenges stronger, wiser, and more authentic. It's about recognizing that even in the midst of the destruction, there is the potential for rebirth and transformation. So what challenges have you experienced in your life that has ultimately shaped you into the person that you are today? And what small step can you take today to embrace a current challenge and allow yourself to be forged by it? Let that sink in. Take a moment to reflect on that. The truth is, fire tests, refines, and strengthens. It does not destroy what is meant to endure. It transforms it. In the same way, life's challenges are not meant to break you, but to shape you into the person you were always meant to become. So, you know, it's all about how adversity can forge resilience, how struggles can uncover hidden strength, and how your pain can become the catalyst for transformation. So you see, fire has the ability, the fire of hardship. It doesn't define you. Your response to it does. The trials you have faced were not meant to hold you back, but they were meant to prepare you for what's ahead. Every setback, every heartbreak, every challenge has served as a purpose to strengthen your spirit, to sharpen your wisdom, and to awaken the fire within you. So as you move forward, embrace your journey, scars and all. Let every hardship remind you of your strength. Let every obstacle fuel your determination. You are no longer just surviving. You are thriving. You are no longer just enduring. You are rising. You have been forged by fire. And because of that, nothing can break you. Your story is one of resilience, courage, and victory. So keep rising,
Keep growing. Keep shining bright. The fire has made you unstoppable. And understand that you're just getting started. Whatever you've gone through, that is behind you. You are just getting started. You're only beginning.
One of the most important things to know and understand is that life doesn't always go as planned. At some point, we all face hardships, whether it's failure, loss, heartbreak, or unexpected challenges that shake us up to the core. You know, it's in these moments, it can feel as if the weight of the world is pressing us down, making it hard to see your way through and push forward. But no matter how difficult things may seem to be in your life, one truth remains: you have the power to rise again. Resilience is never about avoiding hardship. It's about learning how to bounce back. It's about finding strength in the struggle, courage in the chaos, and hope in the face of adversities. Life challenges are not meant to defeat you. They are meant to shape you, teach you, and push you towards your growth. And understand that you're going to face so many ups and downs and challenges in life, but through different strategies and an open mind and practicing mindfulness, that mindset shifts, you can explore the beauty of navigating setbacks, rebuilding your confidence, and emerging from hardship stronger than before. You'll understand how to turn that pain into purpose, how to transform your failures into fuel for success. Let it ignite you, let it motivate you, and how to reclaim your inner strength when life knocks you down, flat on your face. Understand that you are not defined by your struggles. You are defined by how you rise for them. So rise up. No matter what you've been through, your story is not over. You have the resilience, you have the courage, and you have the power to rebuild, to heal, and to create a future filled with possibilities. So that comeback begins now. Are you ready to rise? Are you ready to get back up and try again? Keep pressing forward, because the fire didn't break you. It burnt a little, but it didn't break you. So now is your time to find that strength to push forward. No matter what you're facing, no matter how difficult it is, you have the ability to rise above and just push yourself out of that, whatever it is. See, whatever you do, you can't run from adversity. You can't run from hardship. The best thing to do is face it, because it's a part of life, but it does not define you. What defines you is how you rise, how you heal, and how you transform your struggles into strength. Every setback you have faced has been an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to become a more resilient version of yourself. So understand that in the midst of facing adversity head on, embrace the lesson of the that's hidden in the midst of the struggle, and understand how to rebuild, how to have a renewed sense of purpose, because you've seen that resilience is not about avoiding those difficulties, but about developing the strength to overcome them. So as you move forward in your journey in life, remember that challenges do not signal the end of the journey. They're simply chapters in your story. So no matter how many times life knocks you down, you always have the power to stand back up, get back up again. Every hardship you've ever endured has prepared you for what's ahead. You are not broken. You are simply rising. So keep pushing forward. Keep believing in your ability to heal, your ability to grow, and your ability to create a future that is even stronger and brighter than before. Your comeback story is unbelievable. You're a force to be reckoned with, and it's your story to write, and the best is yet to come. This is not the end. This is your new beginning, and you are unstoppable. unstoppable. So go and be great in the world.
Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real World Relevant. Remember, you have the power to rise from the ashes, to transform your pain into strength, and to be forged into something beautiful and resilient. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.